on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield. Welcome to the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show, presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment Made to Chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. Also brought to you in part by Canvas Credit Union, official credit union of Colorado State Athletics, Monarch Casino Resort Spa Black Hawk. Bet on taste, bet on quality, bet on fun. MonarchBlackHawk.com. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State. And by Water Pick. Now the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show from CB and Potts, Collindale. Here is your host, Brian Roth.
We welcome everybody back here to CB and Potts. We're at Collindale here on this evening, the conference of Colorado State Ram football with head football coach Steve Adazio. Yeah, final game of the season coming up on Saturday night in Nevada. The Wolfpack are going to be in town Saturday night at Canvas Stadium. Senior Day, state pride uniforms, and a very good Nevada offense that's going to come into town. So taking you up until 8 o'clock here tonight, and we'll talk about all of that and more. Coach Adazio, good to see you. You gotten any sleep since we landed yesterday? I mean, the coaches went right to work after we got into town on Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's been, like, bizarre. You know, but it is what it is. I mean, that was a long, hard trip, and we've got a game to get ready for. So, you know, we just had to get to work and kind of get prepared. We had a little bit of a workout today with the players, so we had to get the film graded. We had to get the practice prepared and then come in this morning and watch it with the team. But I just want to thank everybody here. You know, you guys are awesome. And you know, it's I appreciate the fact that we got a three-win season going, and you guys are still here on Monday night, you know. And it means a lot to me and to us. Because, you know, you get beat down pretty good, you know, in these kind of situations. And to know that we have got true fans and supporters and, you know, we're all disappointed. I mean, I don't want to come in here and make you think like I'm not disappointed. I'm extremely disappointed. Not discouraged, just disappointed. And I have the advantage of seeing the growth in the program on different angles. And I know where we're headed. But I also know as alumni and fans that, you know, and for coaches and players, I mean, winning is everything. And, you know, and you just get really disappointed when you don't. And so I certainly appreciate you guys, you know, encouragement and welcoming. It means a lot. We had a tough game. You know, we're not playing good enough on defense right now. Those are the facts. And which is kind of wild because we had hit such a great stride on defense. And you know, we got knocked off our stool a little bit with injuries, and we haven't really gotten ourselves back where we need to be. That's the simple answer to that. And that's our job to get that done. And you know, we're not able to get that upright yet. I think we got some things done Saturday night, not by score, but certainly got DJ back in the game a little bit, and Cam Carter played, and we got some guys to play a little bit. I wouldn't say we're playing at the level we should be playing. By any stretch of the imagination, I feel optimistic this week that that'll get a little bit better because I think we'll be a little bit healthier than we still were a week ago. I thought that offensively, I thought we adjusted well to what was happening in the body of the game, and I thought we went after them, you know, with everything we had. I think our offense felt like they could score every time they touched the ball in that second half. So, for those of you who heard me on the radio show after the game and or who were there, but, you know, I was really, after the game, extremely proud of our team. I'm not, if you don't know me very well, I'm not a smiley face sticker guy. I'm not a guy that wants to put this happy zip on everything. I like to be truthful and honest and straightforward. But I was really proud of those kids. And I thought we fought our ass. I can't say that.
You can, though.
No. That one's all right? That one.
No, let's say
I bucks. Thought we fought our tail off.
Tails
and,
off, there you go.
And I thought we played with a look and a resolve that I honestly haven't seen that look or that resolve in our team yet. And that was important for me to see. I saw a team that kind of made their mind up there and overcome tremendous adversity, and they went about doing it. And I'm so excited that I saw that, because I felt like even though we've had some good second halves and we've done some good things and we've been up and we've been down, the look in their eye in that game out in Hawaii in the Twilight Zone, I mean, I felt like we were on planet Pluto. And I just really saw something special. I wish we would have won. It would have been an unbelievable comeback. We were 10 yards short of setting the all-time passing yard record at the history of the school. We were number two with that. We were 10 yards short of beating. Trey went over 1,000 yards, first time in the history of the school. We had 651 yards of offense. I mean, that's a lot of offense. We set a record for explosive plays. We ran about almost 90 plays on offense. We had a bunch of TFLs on defense. But, on offense, we turned it over three times. One turned into a touchdown against us, which was critical. I thought our team took a major step, even though that sounds funky, me saying that like that, but I think it did. And I wanted to see that. Because we were on a two-game slide, where I just thought I didn't like the fact that we weren't making strides. We had always been making strides.
Right.
And so we took a big leap forward. I'm hopeful that we can be healthy going into this final game. You mentioned Nevada. I think they're a really good football team. I think they're really the best offense. They've got three players that will be in the Senior Bowl. It'll be drafted in the top three rounds. Their tailback's outstanding, I think. He's averaging over 5 yards a carry. They only run him about 12 times a game, but he's over 5 yards a carry. He's a thumper. And they're damn good on defense. They're like we were number one. I think we still are number one in the conference in sacks, and they're like number two.
Right.
So it's going to be an interesting game. And I want to see us come out and play at a high level with a lot of energy, and I feel great about that happening. They'll challenge us in the back end. I mean, that's going to happen
right.
Now. They're going to send that thing down the field as many times as you've seen this season. And at times we've struggled with that. But we're going to get after that quarterback too.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to the game. I think I'm looking forward to seeing the continuously development on offense, both in the run game but in the passing game. And I thought we did some good things on special teams. One of the things we had in that game that was disappointing, we had over 100 yards of penalties. It's hard to win like that.
Right.
Couple face masks, couple personal fouls. Stupid, We got to get rid of that. And that's right. My job. And I believe that in my heart wholeheartedly. Like, I'm a pretty disciplined guy and pretty on top of that stuff. But the fact that that's happening, that's coaching. That's got to go away. I'm going to have to really think long. I've been through this one other time, and we basically had officials come to every practice and really just basically attack it. And I'm thinking about, already next year how we're going to do that.
Right.
So, we got to fix that.
I'm curious what you said to the team at halftime on Saturday, because you're down 22-10. It'd been an evenly played first half, and you're looking to go down and get some late points, and then all of a sudden you get that pick six, and it's 29-10 going into halftime. Because whatever you said, it worked, because your team definitely responded from a situation where their heads had to be hanging just a little bit walking into the locker room.
I tell you, our guys were ticked off at halftime because, as we said at halftime, obviously we needed to make some adjustments, and we did. But their attitude was, we did this to ourselves. I mean, it sounds like a broken record sometimes. But I'm hoping it's going to get to the point where, in the development of our program, that's the biggest piece that we – I told the team today, we're not this far away. We're this far away. But we're that far away. I mean, we're that far away from having 6-7 wins this year, okay? It's not like this big canyon. It's like, holy cow, how are we going to get there? But we got to get there. And I felt like, why isn't that happening? Because we're not disciplined enough. We make too many mental mistakes, which penalties are a part of, missed assignments are a part of. And so the kids knew that it was self. We lost contain on the biggest thing we said in that game. We had to keep contain on the quarterback in the pass rush.
Right.
We didn't do it. Why? It's like, I don't know what happened. Keep on your inside hip. I mean, they knew that we self-inflicted that, and they were upset about it, and we're going to fix it. And like I said, it's not like normally they won't have an attitude of we're going to go out and beat this team. But this was a little different. It was just a little different. It was like, enough is enough of that, And I heard a couple of the older guys say, it's on us. We got to go get this thing, And it was good to see that attitude, that leadership attitude, because I think you know, we have an interesting dichotomy on our team. We've got some really young guys who really haven't played at all, and we've got some older guys who haven't been in winning situations. And trying to create that culture of, like, you know, Johnny Square, Pastor Square, it's that belief, it's that hope, it's that faith. You know, you don't think that that's a lot, but it's a lot. There's something to that. That's a big piece of football program. When you get that, you find a way to create that momentum, find a way to overcome, find a way to get things that go against you to go for you. And I think our kids are starting to understand that, but I think we have a ways to go. And I think as these younger guys mature, guys like Jack Howell, those guys who are going to be really good players, I think you're going to see that process. And, you know, I'm just telling you what I see. I see the potential of a really outstanding football team and program. We're just not there yet, and that's very disappointing. And that's hard for me to say that because I'm a competitor, and I also felt like we would be. But I also would tell you, I think maybe I underestimated how much growth we needed and where we were. And I think I have my hands wrapped around that pretty good right now, you know. But the attitude on the team is great, and the young players are fantastic. So I think you're going to see the, you know, you see the toughness. You see where we're going. You see the accountability. When we travel, the way they carry themselves, what people say about our program and about our team, the fundamental blocks that need to be there, they're there. But the vines have got to bear fruit now because this is a fruit-bearing game. It's a results game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel very confident about that, but I'd just like to see, you know, I'm disappointed, you know, and we all are. But I got to tell you, we're excited to play on Saturday. I want you to. Like, you would think, like, today would be a tough day, right? You travel all night long. Everybody's beat up. Everybody's tired. You're beat down, mentally beat down, physically beat down. We went out today. You'd think it was September 5th.
Right, yeah.
That tells you something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Good. Well, you know, it's an offense that has to be sky high, not from the how the game turned out on Saturday night, but their confidence has to be pretty high going into the game coming up on Saturday. You mentioned the 651 yards of total offense, by far a season high, and you looked at, you know, the run game got a little traction with the big 31-yard run from David Bailey, who looked really good, I think looked better than he had in previous weeks. And then you talk about some of these receivers. I mean, Gary Williams didn't have a catch coming into the season, Steve. He has five touchdowns for you. Of course, we know about Wright. We know about Trey McBride, but a kid like Ty McCullough, I mean, seems to get better and better each and every week out.
You're right. And here's the thing. This is why, one of the reasons why we're excited is because, you know, we missed Dante Wright for most of the season. That's the first time we saw Dante Wright be back to being Dante Wright, right? He missed practically, almost literally the whole season. Both tailbacks had high ankle sprains, the worst injury tailback can have. David hasn't been the same since. Okay, he's finally coming back. Ajon's still not 100%. But those guys are explosive guys. We've kind of lagged on offense because we've lost that explosiveness. Gary Williams has stepped up. And like you said, Ty McCullough is on the come now. You can see him. He's going to become a hell of a football. We've got a bunch of young guys that are going to be tremendous playmakers. You know, they're all back. We lose Trey as the top playmaker. But, you know, then you also, I don't know if you saw Tanner Arkins getting in the game. And Tanner Arkins starting to really take a role. And I think he's going to be the next Trey McBride.
Yep.
So there's going to be a lot of playmakers. And I think our offensive line next year, the way I see it shaping up right now, will probably be one of the very best in the conference. Yep. So, you know, because we took a lot of shake up there this year too. So there's a lot of things that have gone on, but it keeps moving forward. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And on defense, I don't know if you saw it, but on defense, on the defensive front, we played a bunch of young guys on the D-line.
Cam Barreto, Kuroga, got a sack in the game coming off the edge.
Yep. And a couple of freshmen got in the game too.
Okay.
So, you know, and we're excited about them. And you know, you see the freshman development of Floyd, Howell, and then, of course, Taiwan's back. And you start to see that development as well. So there's a lot of young guys playing a lot of football right now that are going to be really good football players. So we need to have a great finish on the season this week and really take it into the off season and really grow and develop. And I think we're going to grow and develop something that's going to be pretty exciting to see.
All right, the Rams again get Nevada coming up on Saturday night, 7 p.m., senior night. And again, those state pride uniforms are going to come out for the first and only time here this season. We'll take a timeout here tonight. And Joe DeLine, kicker and holder for Colorado State's in the house tonight. And we'll talk to Joe coming up next. Stay with us from Learfield and the Colorado State Sports Network.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with the CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CBN Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary and life celebrations, graduation, club and sports team parties too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CBN Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road just east of LeMay.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
For a free insurance review, see Agent Elizabeth Mueller in Lakewood or Jackie Phillips in North Glen.
I have big news. You can now brush and floss at the same time with Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush. Sonic Fusion combines the power of a sonic toothbrush with the proven effectiveness of a Waterpik water flosser. Brushing alone only gets the surface. Waterpik Sonic Fusion cleans deep between teeth and below the gum line. Best of all, it's clinically proven up to twice as effective as regular brushing and flossing. To learn more, go online or ask your dental professional about Waterpik Sonic Fusion.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza, the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
At Canvas Credit, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
All right, we welcome everybody back here tonight to the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coach's Show. Live from CBM Potts Restaurant and Tap Room, Collindale. As we talk some Colorado State Ram football here this evening. And, well, we'll talk to Steve Adazio a little bit more later on in the show about that contest against Nevada. But first, we are happy to bring in Joe DeLine, the senior kicker and holder from Steamboat Springs.
Thank you.
Joe, great to see you.
Good to see you.
Good of you to make your debut right before Senior Day up on Saturday night. And you've come up on this radio show before. Your name has.
Oh, really?
Okay, your name. And no, you haven't dropped a snap this year or any of that. But Trey McBride was telling us, he said, you know, I was around when Hughes Stadium was around. And I said, well, how many guys on the team? There can't be many. He goes, there's two of us.
Yep.
There's me and there's Joe DeLine.
Just me and Toby. We're the only ones, yeah.
So you've run out of the tunnel at Hughes Stadium, and you've done it at Canvas Stadium.
Yep, both of them. So that's a cool memory to have.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. You've been around for some time. And, of course, you know, Joe's came in here as a kicker. He's been doing the holding the last 3 years. But Joe has a lot of lineage here at Colorado State. His dad, Steve DeLine, was a terrific kicker. Your brother, Ben,
yep,
kicked
both
here
of them. Both
as
them
well.
Here.
So, and of course, I know many Ram fans remember Steve. He ended up playing in the NFL for about 3 or 4 years. But then you had a great grandfather
yep.
that also played at
so,
CSU.
So, actually, not at CSU,
okay.
but we were just talking about with the trip to Hawaii.
Yes,
he was
tell me this.
One
tell
of the
this.
Original trips to Hawaii. We have pictures of him on the boat with his teammates in
1928.
Yep, he made the trip out to play Hawaii.
So he played a college football game at Hawaii in 1928.
Yep, he was a running back for DU.
For DU.
Yep.
And I think the story I heard is that teams would take trains
yep.
to California and then hop on a boat.
Big old ship. Yeah, it took them, I think, 5 days to get out there.
5 days to get out there. I
and
guess
then they played and then shipped them back.
I guess I shouldn't be complaining about the nine-hour flights that,
yeah,
that we
I know
had,
it,
right?
It, with, yeah,
9 hours, 5 days. Yeah,
yeah no,
that's
way different.
That's amazing. How about you? How are you doing coming off a trip? How are the players doing coming off a trip like that? I know it can be absolutely draining when you play a game late at night in Honolulu. You get on a bus. You go to the airport. You fly home. Get home about noon on Sunday. How are you guys doing?
I think we're doing pretty good. A lot of the players slept on the way home, which was nice, because then we came back and had practice again today. So if you're able to sleep, then get your energy back through the flight. But if you're not, then we had a little bit of time off. You could take some naps and stuff throughout the day and then go to practice. But for the most part, I think we're all doing pretty good, ready to go into senior night. One more home game. And approach it the best way we can.
All right, so you've been the holder for Colorado State the last 3 years. Obviously, you have some pretty good hands. Were you a wide receiver in high school, too? Obviously,
yep.
you kicked.
I was a running back and wide receiver in high school, and then safety also.
All right,
and then kicking as well.
So tell me about the preparation as the holder going through the week. And obviously, you're working with Caden Camper. You're working with Ross Ryder.
Yep.
The special teams crew kind of hangs out together. But what does a typical week look like for you guys? How do you handle that? Because, look, other positions can make some mistakes, and fans go, okay, well, but a holder drops a football. I mean, people would be up in arms about that. So
no
you
really,
almost
yeah.
have to be perfect.
No one really notices it unless you mess up. So it's kind of a thankless position. But we definitely get a lot of reps throughout the week, as many as we can. It's nice because while they're doing offense, defensive plays and stuff, we can be over on the side. It only takes like 7 yards to just do with Ross Rader, you're saying. We'll get some snap hold practice all throughout practice. So it's really easy to get the reps in throughout the week. And
so when you guys are called upon to come out and kick a field goal, and sometimes, you know, and again, these can be in pressure situations, is it just second nature for you at this point, or is it like, okay, number's called, let's go? I mean, do you get some butterflies as you run onto the turf?
Funny enough, I was actually just talking to Ross about this. The most nerve-wracking times for us are practice. And then in the game, it's kind of just, like you said, becomes second nature. It's more of a fun thing.
Now, why is that?
You know, I don't really know. I think you don't want to mess up in practice and get yelled at by the coaches or let your teammates down. But in the game, I think there's so much emotion happening that it's, if you've practiced it enough, like you said, it becomes second nature and you more enjoy it rather than stressing about it.
Yeah. Well, you've been perfect here this year. We talked to Ross earlier this year. He's been perfect this year, and that's an absolute must. You guys have to be perfect in order for those field goals to get executed. So, all right, Joe DeLine, a senior kicker holder from Steamboat Springs. We talked about the family lineage, your brother, your dad, Steve DeLine. When you were growing up in Steamboat Springs, I mean, was there any doubt that you were coming to Colorado State?
This was actually the only school I applied to.
It's the only school
I had. Yeah. I knew it. Growing up, I was born in Fort Collins, and I grew up on a little farm in northern Fort Collins, and I'd go to every CSU game. I was actually used to be the T-boy, so I'd run out and grab the tee after kickoffs and stuff. So I always knew I was coming here to and hopefully to play football here. But yeah. There's no doubt in my mind I'm a Ram through and through. So
right. So that wasn't any pushing by your dad or your brother.
They did not need to at all. It was me more than them.
Yeah. What is that like to have a dad and a brother that have been former Rams and now here you are and you are living out your college career as a Ram?
It's been awesome. I mean, we have tapes of my dad when he's kicking for CSU and seeing that was awesome. And then going to every single one of my brother's games, it was pretty much just a dream come true to finally be able to put on a Ram helmet myself. I remember the first time I put on a helmet, I took a picture in the locker room and sent it to my mom. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. This is real.
Yeah.
Watching my brother growing up, just going to all his games and then finally being able to play on the team myself has been a dream come true for sure.
Well, I mentioned you've been around since 2016. Here we are. We're in 2021. You're a senior, and you have one more chance to run out of that tunnel at Canvas Stadium on Saturday night. What's going to be going through your head as you're running out there knowing it's going to be the last time that you're going to put on that Ram uniform?
Yeah, I'm just going to enjoy it the best I can. And like you said, mentioned with Toby, Trey, all my good friends I have on the team, just it's the last one, so might as well go out swinging and go out, hopefully get a win, and just enjoy it while I can.
Then you get to wear the state pride uniforms
yes.
in your final game. You're
I
a Colorado
it.
Guy. I mean, how much does that mean for the Colorado kids on this roster to wear those uniforms?
It's a big honor for sure. I think being a sixth-generation Coloradoan, having Colorado State on the uniform and the Colorado State flag on it, that's kind of a cool mix to go out on for my last game. It's a good honor to be a Colorado kid with the state pride as well as the CSU Ram on there. So it's a cool mix of – I'm very honored.
Yeah, I know Coach Adazio and his staff have really hit the state of Colorado hard in recruiting, trying to get those Colorado kids back. I mean, there's no question. Putting on a Ram uniform means maybe a little something different
far.
For the guys
that grew
up here.
It definitely means more for if you're local to beating a team like Nevada or a team like Utah or Utah State. It's like it means a lot more to you representing your own home state, I think. So.
Yep. Indeed. All right, Joe DeLine, senior kicker and holder with us from Steamboat Springs. One final question. So the football career ends on Saturday, but you have life after football. What are you studying at Colorado State? What are the plans moving forward?
So I actually graduated with business real estate was my degree.
Okay.
And the plans moving forward, funny enough, I actually own a bar here in Fort Collins, so I'll be running that full time after football.
You're a business owner already.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Where's the bar? Wait.
Right now it's in Old Town. It's called Prost.
Prost
Beer Garden, yeah.
Really?
Yep, and we're moving locations in January about 2 blocks from the stadium.
2 blocks from Canvas Stadium?
Yep.
All right. Well, say the name of the business again. I'm probably going to get in trouble by the Learfield folks. Eric, we're doing a plug here. All right.
Prost, P-R-O-S-T.
Yep. All right. That is really, really cool. How many college football players or college students in general already have their own business before they've even stepped off campus?
Not many. It was very unique situation. I'm very thankful to have had it happen to me. So.
Well, I have a new favorite spot.
There
now
you go.
In
perfect.
Fort Collins.
Awesome.
Awesome. Joe, thanks so much, man. Appreciate you coming
Thank
by.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Enjoy Saturday night.
I will, no doubt. Thank you.
All right, that's Joe DeLine. Boy, what a lineage here at Colorado State. We'll take another time out. We'll be back with head coach Steve Adazio following this from Learfield in the Colorado State Sports Network.
Hear that? It's the sound of you and your dream home. Because we believe in helping you find the right home loan. And to keep the process simple, with a fast online mortgage application and guidance at every step. So you can focus less on finding a loan and more on the one thing in front of you. Or whoever's at the door. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado, Mortgage Division. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Safeway, we know that fresh matters to you, and it matters to us. But not all grocery stores do fresh the way we do. While other grocers may appear to offer freshly cut produce, it's often cut off-site and then shipped to their stores. But here at Safeway, we hand-select our fruits and vegetables, then slice and dice them in-store every day, so you don't have to. That's how we do fresh. Because fresh matters to you, it matters to us. Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza,
the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CBN Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary and life celebrations, graduation, club and sports team parties too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CBN Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road just east of LeMay.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
See Robert Effinger in Arvada, Dan Brewington in Longmont, or Mandy Masters in Fort Collins today.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with a CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
All right, we welcome you back here to the Coors Light Steve Addazio Coaches Show. We'll get back to Coach Addazio in just a moment. And a big thank you there to Joe DeLine, the senior kicker holder from Steamboat Springs. What a family lineage. Again, his dad, Steve DeLine, and his brother, Ben DeLine, both also kicked at Colorado State. Also want to take a moment to really say thank you to CBM Potts Restaurant and Tap Room. They've been a great partner of ours here at Colorado State. Kevin Sheasley, Mark Shimmerhorn, providing excellent hospitality all season long. So a big thank you to CBN Potts for hosting us here this season each and every Monday night, even though we're coming to you here on a Tuesday night. But thank you. Thank you to them. Just a reminder, coming up next Monday night across the Colorado State Sports Network, we'll have the Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. We're going to be out at Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon in Old Town Fort Collins. We'll talk some CSU hoops with head coach Nico Medved of the men's team, Ryan Williams of the women's team. And boy, how about the Colorado State men's basketball team? They take down the Paradise Jam Championship game last night. They beat Northeastern 71-61, a game in which Colorado State trailed by 20 points in the second half. The second largest comeback in school history. Of course, the largest was last season, the 26-point comeback win on the road at San Diego State. But a phenomenal effort down there at the Paradise Jam of the Virgin Islands. Congratulations to Nico Medved. And the Rams are off to a 5-0 start. They're going to get Northern Colorado coming up on Saturday at Moby Arena at 12 noon. And hey, shout out to Ryan Williams and the women's basketball team. They, too, are off to a 5-0 start after an 81-55 win over Lipscomb on Sunday afternoon. And they'll bring in a nationally ranked Louisville team coming up this Sunday at Fort Collins at Moby Arena at 12 p.m. So great starts for the Colorado State basketball teams.
All right, we want to get to our UC Health extraordinary moment here on the program. UC Health, live extraordinary. And the extraordinary moment from this past Saturday night, how about the 69-yard touchdown pass from Todd Senteo to Cam Butler? It came on the third offensive play of the game for the Colorado State Rams, the longest offensive play of the season. And Colorado State, again, a season-high 651 total yards of offense, and of course that 69-yard touchdown strike from Senteo to Cam Butler, a big part of that. Again, that was our extraordinary moment. All right, we're going to have more to come here from CBM Potts Restaurant and Tap Room in Collindale, as we'll be joined once again by head coach Steve Addazio, and we'll talk about the recruiting cycle that's coming up, signing day on December the 15th. We'll see what's in store for Colorado State Ram recruiting. And, of course, we'll also preview the game coming up on Saturday night as the Rams get set to take on the Wolfpack of Nevada, 7 p.m. from Canvas Stadium in Fort Collins. Our tailgate show will begin at 5 p.m. with Marty Cesario. Wolfpack coming in 7-4 in the season. They're 4-3 in conference play, and they sport one of the best offenses in the nation. All right, we're back after this right here on the Coors Light. Steve Addazio, coach's show from CBN Potts, Collindale, right here on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See shelter agents Andrew Goldfarb in Boulder or Robert Connolly or Patrick Samuels in Lakewood.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same: to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza, the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CBN Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary and life celebrations, graduation, club and sports team parties too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CBN Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road, just east of LeMay.
Hey CSU fans and players, is your day affected by sore muscles and joint discomfort? Now, relief is in your shower. Introducing Waterpik's patented Power Pulse Therapeutic Massage Shower Head. Power Pulse delivers up to 2 times more massage force. It's so therapeutic that it's clinically shown to help soothe muscle tension, relieve joint discomfort, and promote a restful night's sleep. In short, it's a daily massage that helps you be your best. Waterpik makes lives better by turning water into wellness.
You know what that sound is? That right there is the sound of banking. Well, that was the sound of Annabelle. Whether your local business is a farm or a bakery, we like to get up close when it comes to understanding your needs. Then, we give you the right kind of lending support. To focus less on finding a loan and more on your one-of-a-kind business. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome everybody back here tonight to the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coach's Show. Live from CBM Potts Restaurant and Tap Room in Collindale. The Rams get set to take on the Nevada Wolfpack coming up on Saturday night against 7 p.m. The kickoff from Canvas Stadium in the season finale. Brian Roth and head coach Steve Adazio back with you. I'll tell you what, always fun to get the Colorado kids on the show, hear them. And boy, Joe DeLine is one sharp kid.
Oh, yeah. Joe is a great dude and loves CSU, loves football. I just love to hear him get up and talk about Colorado State pride, CSU pride. It really strikes me, and you realize how important it is to make sure you recruit the Colorado kids, and it means so much to them, you know? So, yeah, it's really important. And he's everything that's good. I mean, you know, he's the most positive guy on the team. He's a tremendous positive voice. So, and he'll be a Ram for life, you know, and he'll be here for life, and he's vested in this program and had a huge part in rebuilding this program. So he's what it's all about. He's really a terrific guy.
How about taking a train to California and doing a 5-day boat trip to Hawaii?
Unbelievable. I mean,
can you believe that?
Unbelievable. That's crazy. Yeah.
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 That's what travel was like for the college football teams back in the 1920s.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It just kind of made me think made me feel bad for complaining so much in my head.
Yeah, me too.
Coming home being like, gosh, this is a long flight. It's like, knock it off.
I mean, they trained and boated.
That's right. That's
good. Didn't go to school, I don't think.
No, right. I guess not. So anyway, I want to touch on recruiting a little bit because you guys had two big recruiting days. I know the Boise State game was a big recruiting game for you. Air Force was a big recruiting game. I don't know much about Saturday because of the holidays, but you know, the end of the year comes up. You have the early signing period on December the 15th. What is the schedule for you guys recruiting wise with the season ending on Saturday? I know you guys are going to be after it hard.
Yeah, I'll be out on the road for the next 2 weeks in a lot of different areas, obviously, state of Colorado. And everywhere we have commitments and guys that we're trying to get commitments, it's an interesting new deal in recruiting. You know, you have your young guys that you're bringing in, and then you're looking at how many potential transfers you might bring
right.
in. So it's it's kind of a mix, you know. And you're filling your voids where you have your voids. So it'll be a busy 2 weeks leading up to the holidays for sure, which start immediately following that game. So, yeah, there's no rest there, that's for sure.
You know, I mean, obviously traditional recruiting of high school kids or even junior college guys, you're going out, you're getting film, you're watching them, you're talking to high school coaches and whatnot. How is it different for the transfer portal? Because, you know, guys are throwing their names into this, and you got this list of names, and you can't just say, hey, this guy played here, let's stay. I mean, you got to do your homework on these guys too, right?
I don't bring anybody in unless I have a relationship with them or somebody on the staff has a direct relationship with them. Okay. I'm not sorting through the transfer portal. That's not what I'm doing.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't do that. No, I mean, I look – in fact, some of the guys that you have targeted sometimes are guys that aren't even in there that, you know, have kind of reached out and there's you know, through their high school coaches or whatever. So it's an interesting deal. But this is going to be that rule is going to really be a wild rule this year. It's going to end up being a crazy rule.
Now, in basketball, there's no sitting out the first time you transfer. Is that carried over football too, or no?
No sitting.
There's no sitting out. So that's basketball and football.
Basketball drove this.
Right.
Which I think is just crazy.
Well,
basketball's like the wild, wild west, you know. Basketball. I mean, you know, they relaxed all the rules because those basketball guys were cheating so hard. So, you know, that's just the facts. I mean. So, you know, they had to clean that up a little bit. You know? What? Shoot. Two-point game.
Yeah. Well, I know recruiting, it's going to be a big, big deal for you guys come up December the 15th. And do you guys have a set number of what you want to sign on the 15th? Because then, again, you got that
Wednesday in February as well. And I know you leave some open for maybe graduate transfers to the portal.
It's very complicated right now because you can sign your initials, right? And you got 25 initials and then potentially 7 add-ons. It's a whole new deal.
Because
now.
Of COVID.
No, because of...
But it was always a hard cap of 25,
if
right?
If you had guys leave the transfer portal, then you can add 7 more on top of your initials now. So it's a...
But only 7.
Up to 7. And it's a very... It's getting more complicated. It doesn't help the players. I'm just telling you. And so now there's strategy now, right? You got the first signing period, the second signing period. You don't want to sign too many guys because you don't know yet on some of these other guys you might have access to. So you're trying to strike a balance, and you don't want to get to the point where you don't fill your roster either. So it's a hard thing to know right now. So we're going to do a little bit of both. And but we have stormed the state of Colorado hard, and we're going to have a good representation from the state of Colorado. I want our developmental guys, our young guys, the bulk of them coming in from the state. And then if I take somebody from out of state in, I'm taking a guy that's I know or somebody I know knows real well that's high character, great work ethic, like the guys that we've brought in here, like the Cam Reddys, who really are thrilled and want to be here and want to play here and, you know, and represent this university. I'm not really in the JUCO market at all. I just really feel like we got to recruit the toughness and character and want guys that really want to be here for the right reasons. And I just feel really stronger than I've ever felt in that direction, you know, because at the end of the day, that's how you're going to win. You're going to win with great character, great sense of team, and, you know, all for one, one for all type of attitude and pride in your university and in your school. And I really, really big on this and want to, and as we build this, I want to apex that way for sure. You know?
So. All right, so we'll take one more time out here tonight. Talk about the Wolfpack of Nevada coming in on Saturday night. We're back after this here on the Coors Light Steven Azio Coaches Show from Learfield and the Colorado State Sports Network.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CBN Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary and life celebrations, graduation, club and sports team parties too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CBN Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road just east of LeMay.
Go on. Guess what this sound is? That's the sound of you not worrying about your banking. We believe banking should be easy, so you can make the most of Colorado. No matter what that means to you. That's why our services help you worry less about your finances and focus more on the one thing at the end of your fly rod. That's thinking outside the box. Ooh, fish on. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza, the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
See Agent Mary Jackson in Aurora, Chris Maupin in Highlands Ranch, or Socorro Jones in Boulder today.
WaterPik is a proud sponsor of CSU's Student Athlete of the Week and was founded right here in Fort Collins in 1962. We're here with WaterPik's Don Fairbanks.
We feel strongly about supporting CSU and employ many CSU graduates. We recognize the pursuit of knowledge and innovative ideas as critical for success in today's business world. WaterPik was the inventor of the original WaterPik water flosser and the original shower massage. We are a leader in the market with new and innovative products.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
We welcome everybody back here to CBN Potts. We're at Collindale here on this evening talking some Colorado State Ram football with head football coach Steve Adazio. Tonight's show brought to you by Canvas Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of the CSU Rams. Visit them, their CSU branch today in Deloria Student Center, or you can open up an account by going to canvas.org/CSU. All right, we're going to talk about Nevada here in a moment, but I did want to kind of circle back and talk about one thing from the Hawaii trip. And we talked a little bit about it last week, but the fact of the matter, you guys are out there preparing, but there's some historical stuff out there, mainly Pearl Harbor. And you mentioned you thought it was important to take your guys to see Pearl Harbor. You did that, I think, on Thursday. What was the reaction of the guys? How did that trip go?
Yeah, I mean, it was really a cool deal. I think it was kind of interesting. Right before we get on the boat to head out to the memorial, the park ranger said, okay, guys, and he basically told him, he says, you know, we're going to a burial site. We're going to a site where men are still under there, and you know, we don't need any loud laughing or cell phones. And it was kind of a sobering moment. Like, you know, he made it very clear that, you know, this isn't just a memorial, this is a sacred burial ground. And I saw all our kids kind of like lock right in with that, you know. And you take the boat over there, we got there, and it's just amazing. You know, there's 900 sailors buried below the Arizona, and probably three quarters of them were the same age as our players when they were killed there. And as I told the players that night afterwards, like, they never got to play college football. They never got to get married. They never had children. They never had the life that you had. They gave their life so you could have a better life. You're and right. I just think that it's important in the selfish world of major college athletics that everybody takes a little notice and a little understanding of what people did so that we can have the life that we have in this country today. And I thought our players, it really hit them that, yeah, these were guys 17, 18, 19, 20. There was probably a few in 25, 26, but probably the bulk were in the same age group. And it's just a crazy. And then you watch the video loop that they show you of that day. And like, they couldn't get over the fact that someone, there was human error, and someone basically, you know, didn't follow through with the report that there were incoming planes. They thought there were our planes and didn't really take that extra step. And like, how could that happen? Well, it could happen. And just the breadth of what happened on that day and, you know, and how it went down and the realization that America was under siege, I think blew these kids away.
Right.
And I was glad that they had a piece of that they got to experience that. And then we talked about that. And what's shocking to me sometimes is that, you know, you take for granted, like most of us grew up with that as a big part. My dad was a World War II Navy veteran. And so that wasn't that far removed from me. But then you process how far that is from them. And then, you know, when the towers went down, that's still sometimes getting far removed for some of these kids, and how important this history is. It's vital history, and I'm just glad they had an experience of understanding and sharing about that and talking about that and experiencing that. That was really, really critical and really important. And how many guys, in talking to our players, didn't study about Pearl Harbor in high school? Blew me away.
They didn't know about it.
No, I don't know. I just they didn't really like
not
it.
The
wasn't
details.
Not it wasn't as forefront as I would have thought it still right. would be. Because when I'm guessing for all of us a little bit older, we went. It was so big. And why isn't it still? I mean, America was under attack. I mean, are we talking about an unbelievable day in our history? You know. And so, anyways, I that stuff was really moving and really important and really great for our players to experience that.
Yeah, you know. Bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well said. No question. All right, well, Nevada coming up on Saturday night. Well, you talk about offenses. They have an offense. Carson Strong's the quarterback, has thrown for 32 touchdowns. He's going to be an NFL draft pick. Romeo Doubs, the wide receiver. Cole Turner, second-best tight end in the Mountain West Conference.
Yeah, he's a different. He's
kind
of a receiver.
He's more of a receiver, isn't he? A big receiver. Yeah. But it's going to be a tough task for your defense on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a quarterback, especially that's considered to be a potential first-round pick in any conference, in any level, that's, you know, that's usually a recipe for winning a lot of games. And they're a veteran team. That's a veteran team.
Yep.
Jay Norvell, this is his fifth season, I believe, and he's got himself a veteran football team right now. A bunch of guys that have played an awful lot of football, and it looks to me now they're gonna lose a lot of players this year. I hope we play them this year. I don't know. But
you do. I think that'll be the second to the 2-year cycle.
They really are talented. Seriously, that's a really good football team. They've had a couple of disappointing losses.
Yep, they have. In fact, they've lost two straight. They lost a 3 overtime game
last week.
Yeah, last week against Air Force. Lost the week before that. A really close game against San Diego State. So, a Nevada team that's going to be very, very good. But I know your ball club certainly is going to be up for the challenge coming up on Saturday night. The state pride uniforms against senior night and. Looking forward to that one. Steve, as always, we appreciate you coming on out to, you know, not just tonight, but to all season long. I've enjoyed the conversations and looking forward to doing it again coming up next year here at CBN Potts.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. It's been great. I appreciate it very much.
Yep. And certainly appreciate everybody here that comes out each and every week. Thank you so much. The Spirit Squad, the cheerleaders, thank you. Thank you. All right, that's going to do it here tonight for Coach Adazio and Joe DeLine, Brian Roth saying so long from CBN Potts Restaurant and Tap Room right here on the Colorado State Sports Network.
From CBN Potts, Collindale, this has been the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show, presented by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. Also brought to you in part by Canvas Credit Union, the official credit union of Colorado State Athletics. Monarch Casino Resort Spa Blackhawk. Bet on taste, bet on quality, bet on fun. MonarchBlackhawk.com. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State. And by Waterpik. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Colorado State Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.